Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
La 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 la. Ready?
Yeah.
Ah!
I'm gonna take my headphones off.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Looking Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
I'm Rebel.
I've missed you, Rebel.
Missed you too.
I truly have.
Haven't seen you since last night.
Yeah, and we left on good terms.
Yeah.
Did we not?
I would assume yes. Don't we usually?
Well, I mean. Sometimes not, but I always know when you're stuck in those family situations, when I should douche and when I shouldn't. And last night I was actually all day yesterday. I was a good boy.
Yeah. We were all prommed up, you know, that gets stressful for everybody.
You were promming pretty hard.
Oh, we were just promming. It's hard to even explain when you prom that hard.
Didn't even know it was a verb until now.
Yeah. The boy went to prom.
He looked sharp.
He did. He looked real good. And so, I mean, his date looked beautiful, but right now we're focusing on the boy. He looked good.
Yeah, he looked really good. So whenever he was picking out his tux, suit, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I guess it would be a tux.
I guess it would be.
Sort of, kind of.
I feel like, yeah, because there's a vest and all that.
Yeah, but tuxes to me have to be black.
Is that true?
I think so.
What?
Black tie affair, tuxes. I always think, you know... I don't know.
You don't know anything,
man. I guess I really don't know. But it looked to me like he was in a three-piece suit.
Hmm.
Maybe tux and suit are interchangeable. At this point...
I'm not going to act like I'm really plugged into that world.
You're not.
I'm not. I do own a suit. I don't own a tux, but I have worn tuxes. And I don't know. It seems like when you put a tux on, I don't know the actual definition of the difference, but they're like silkier, right? Suits more clothy, you know, cotton, but it seems like tuxes, you know, they just shimmer.
I don't like tuxes.
Maybe it's just because they shimmer.
I like a good suit, though. But I like to shimmer. I like to shine.
Yeah, man, you put that on. You see me do both. Yeah.
So whenever your boy was, he had his suit tux, whatever.
I think it's a tux.
He's putting it all together. His real nice navy suit. And then he had a
tux, yeah.
Yeah, and then had an orange tie. And I got two pictures of him. One, he was wearing brown shoes. And one, he was wearing white sneakers with an orange swoosh.
He sent them to me. That's which one I liked better.
Yeah, I got that same picture. And I was like, honest to God, I was like, I'm not even going to douche you on this. I was like, sneakers with the swoosh. It's like, that's what you have to go with.
That's what I told him, too.
Yeah, because I mean, normally.
I don't know if anybody said brown shoes. Good-looking brown shoes.
I mean, if I was going to town. And, you know, when I go to town, I go to town.
Yeah, there's videos of that.
There's videos of me going to town.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I'd wear the brown shoes, but for what he had going on.
I've seen you barefoot when you've been going to town.
No. No. What? Cranking?
No.
Just going to town cranking?
Well, you wear shoes?
No, I told him. I was like, hey, boy. Well, I said, hey, Ryder. I can't call him boy. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I think you should go with the white Nikes with the orange swoosh. Just too good.
Oh, yeah, you look great.
He really did.
And we'll just get out of the way. Thank you so much for
No.
I
don't want any part of this. That doesn't matter. No, that doesn't matter.
The blue and white Ford pickup, the 1970 Ford. I mean, it's a Ford, but it's pretty sharp. And the boy couldn't have been happier. So thank you very much. Logan let him take it for their cruise before prom. I don't know. They cruise around a half hour, hour, whatever they do. And then they pull up to the promenade, you know, and then they pull up in their fancy vehicles.
Big deal in Rockport, huh?
I guess a bunch of people there, but anyway,
shitload of people there.
That's the first time I'd ever drove that pickup. That thing's all motor.
Yeah, it's mostly motor. It's a roller skate with a motor.
Mostly motor for sure. He called me. So we had moved the pickup to town, you know.
Excuse me, still sick.
And then when he went to get in it later, after they got back from their supper and stuff to go do their cruise, he calls me. I just happened to be in town. Luckily, he's like, yeah, how do you start this pickup? I'm like, turn the key? I'm like, do you have it in park? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'm in town. I'll come check it. I go out. His date's sitting in the passenger seat of your truck. Ryder's sitting there just looking at his phone.
This is the first I'm hearing about this. For the right, record.
Yeah. I pull up. I'm like, this has to be so. He's sitting at his mom's driveway, you know, in the pickup. I'm like, this has to be so embarrassing for him. So I hop in there, turn the key, and it won't do anything. And then I move the park knob just a little bit, the shifter. Yeah.
I should have said something. Sometimes you have to
move it just right.
Yank up on the jobby.
So I showed him that, and it fired right off, and he is in love with that pickup.
Well, good. Does he want to buy it?
I don't think that's in our budget.
You know,
it's all motor.
I was actually thinking about this yesterday.
Do you even know what motor has in it?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
477.
Goodness.
It's a 460 punched out. I mean, she's probably got about 5.5 ponies, bud. She got about 5.5 ponies.
On about a 1,000-pound chassis. I mean, the thing just sucks so much air just idle. It's just like, sounds like a turbo going off. Yeah, just feeding that thing.
Yeah, and it's got 20-inch wheels on it, which I still don't really like. I don't mind. I mean, they're growing on me, but it looks like a roller skate to me.
Yeah. Well, it looks sharp. We sure appreciate it.
I'm just glad the boy had a good time. Just
wanted to get that out of the way. Said he had an awesome time.
Well, good. He had fun at prom?
Yeah, and then they went to Omaha afterwards for the after prom.
Jesus.
They didn't get back till like almost 6 in the morning this morning.
Yeah, it was just before because I was so confused because I was up.
Well, yeah.
You probably weren't up.
Nobody gets up as early as you.
But this morning I was up.
Right.
And I just happened to be going up Main Street probably, I don't know, let's call it a quarter till 6.
You got out late.
So that was my second time down Main Street.
Right.
Because the first time I went down at like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Well, you get up at 7 p.m.
I wake up at 7 p.m. Yeah. That's how I start my day. Mm-hmm. But no, all bullshit aside, I was going down Main Street probably a quarter till 6. And not even thinking it, I meet a school bus. I'm like, what in the hell are they doing out? And then it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, the prom kids are probably just getting back to town. But I didn't know where they went. What'd they do?
They went to the Amazing Pizza Machine.
What?
Oh, you said it was awesome.
They went to the Amazing Pizza Machine?
Which I've been before. I've taken the kids. It's just a huge arcade with laser tag, go-karts. And so they get like an all-access pass so they can just go and... You said it was awesome. Okay. I mean, you get a bunch of high school kids playing laser tag and racing go-karts. That'd probably be pretty fun, right?
Yeah. Shitty name though, right?
I mean, think of Dave and Buster's, only maybe a little bigger.
Shitty name, though, right?
Kind of.
The Amazing Pizza Machine?
Yeah. Yeah, it is a shitty name.
And it sounds like...
I didn't name it.
Like some guy's like, hey, kids, why don't you step inside my Amazing Pizza Machine?
You guys like pizza? Like,
no. And then you shield their eyes and try to lead them down another block.
Put your hand in my pocket. You might win a ticket. Well, that's not a ticket that came out.
I have never heard of that, though. It's like a big place like Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, man. I mean, they have go-kart track in there. And yeah, it's big.
Oh, badass. Well, good. I'm just glad the kids had fun. That's all that really matters.
Anyway, that's quite the hustle. This first year, we had to worry about prom, and it's quite the deal. I mean, when you do the pre-supper pictures and then you got to move vehicles around, it takes up like your afternoon.
Ate up most of your day.
Seems like it.
Because you came and met me once in the morning.
Yeah. I was out at the snake pit twice, morning and evening.
Well, the first time I was pumping, and I was like, what? Because you came and knocked on the door. I was like, you can clearly see that I was pumping.
You were standing in the middle of your gym with the music so loud, I'm surprised you didn't blow. Was it Collective Soul playing?
Yeah. December.
Yeah. So loud. We pull up, and Ryder's like, what the hell is going on in there? I'm like, oh, he knows we're coming. He's just cranking.
That's how I listen to music.
There's no way. There's no way anyone lifts to Collective Soul that loud.
You've never lifted to Collective Soul?
I'm pretty sure if you lift to Collective Soul, it actually strips muscle off your body.
What's wrong with Collective Soul?
Nothing as a band. It's just certainly not lift music and certainly not at that level.
Hey, Chandler, plug some Collective Soul, please. Thank you. See?
Yeah, no one's probably lifting right now.
You don't know that.
If they are, they just lost 10 pounds off their bench.
What is actually wrong with that?
Science.
But-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, good band. Not lift music.
I see.
I'm going to stand firm on that.
I respectfully disagree.
Well, I should preface that by saying any music you want to listen to while lifting is lift music. It wouldn't be my lift music.
See, I lift a podcast.
Okay. That's fine, too. Like I said, I'm being a little judgmental. Anything you want to lift to.
What would you lift to?
But you know you turned it up for us, because no one listens to it that loud.
On our friendship, I listen to it all the way to the max, all the time.
The daycare that's a half mile from your place would certainly be able to hear you lift then.
Well, that's a lot more their problem than my problem. My daughter goes there.
Like the siding was rattling on on the snake pit.
Not siding.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it tin siding. Sure.
What else would you call it on the side?
No, I thought you were going to, vinyl siding, because that's what...
No, just siding.
That's what other people have, though, right?
The pores.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about that. But no, I did know you were coming.
Cranked it.
But I always listen to loud music.
It was loud.
The only reason I did have Collective Soul going on is before that, I had... one of the gayest songs ever playing. I was like, oh, crap. Reb just told me he was going to be out here. So
All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
That is not a gay song.
I don't know, man. You pull up on someone lifting to that in April, you're not immediately going to think homosexual?
No, I'll tell you what. Just to make it fun, because I've never once lied to you since we've been friends, this is what I actually had planned, and then I forgot. I was like, oh, crap, Reb and Ryder are going to be out here, and I'll never hear the end of this, but this was the song I had going.
I have a feeling I better turn this down.
Did you unmute me?
You weren't even muted to begin with. You're just not connected.
It's called Stolen Dance by Milky Chance.
Pretty cool. I mean, it's got a nice beat to it.
Not sure. Bad, though, right? I want you back. I want you. We can bring it
on the floor. I've never danced like this before. The straight
we
pop.
Don't talk about it.
Straight pop.
But good.
I didn't know you were straight pop.
That's good to work out to, though.
Okay. Yeah, man.
What do you like to work out to?
Does it look like a workout?
When you did?
Just more in that rock and roll stuff. Not a lot of pop. Certainly not a lot of pop. That sounded pretty poppy.
So just like Crew? AC/DC?
They would certainly all be on the list.
Taking it back? Megadeth?
A little 90s rap. Mix that in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll always dip into 90s rap.
Yeah.
Which I want to cover on the other side. Tupac was a gay man.
You sure? I thought he dated, what's her name?
Jada Wood Pinkett?
Yeah.
Jada Smith Pinkett?
Weren't they in Menace to Society together?
Yeah, but...
weren't they...
I got a video I need to...
Getting it on?
I got a video I need to show you. I think it was covered on another podcast I listened to. I think Tupac had Little Sugar in the Tank.
Bisexual.
Probably, which is fine.
Of course it's fine. You liked them both.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like him.
Think he was a bottom?
Power bottom, if nothing else.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Power bottom means there is no bottom, right?
Just take what you can take.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side for that, but I just make sure you knew a power bottom.
Well, I just want to make
you
sure.
You're just throwing it out there.
I just want to make sure we do cover it on the other side because, yeah, I think that there's a pretty decent chance that Tupac was a gay man.
Do you think that's why Diddy had him killed?
Do you think Diddy had Pac killed?
I thought that was the big conspiracy. Diddy orchestrated maybe him and Notorious.
No, man, I think it was Suge.
Suge was...
Was he? He was in,
well, he was in the motorcade.
He was a driver, was he, though?
Didn't he get shot?
Suge?
Can you imagine hiring someone to shoot the guy next to you? Just hiring people like, we're going to be in the same car. How you want to handle it? I don't know. Just fill the car full of bullets. I'll be fine.
It depends on who you hire.
What do you mean? You don't hire someone to kill someone when you're with them.
It depends on who you hire. Like
on a drive-by.
Like, I would, if I was driving the car, I would have no problem hiring you to kill the guy next to me because you're the type of guy who's like, I shoot squirrels 125 yards, open sights. I shoot bullfrogs through the eyes, 130 yards, open sights.
I mean, you're embellishing a bit, but I am a pretty good shot.
Hell of a shot, right?
Bit of a marksman.
Yeah, but you've told me that you just look at squirrels.
And they die.
And they fall over dead, and you can gig frogs from a mile and a half. It's the damnedest thing I've ever heard.
I'm not so sure some squirrels in certain hatcheries, you know, where I hunt heavy, they haven't like stolen an old senior pick or something of me, and they put it in their den, and they raise their youngins to fear me from the youngest age all the way till they get on their own. Because now, whenever I pull in, squirrels run.
I think it's probably a pretty good idea for every mother to put a picture of you up in the house.
Senior pick.
To fear you from when they're young.
Senior picture, though.
Just your senior picture? The one
had a good one with suspenders.
When we're wearing the suspenders.
It's pretty good pick.
And you look like a professional wrestler.
I do, too. My hair was so short. With suspenders. The old Tommy Hilfiger shirt on. You look, solid red.
You look good, though.
It's like a maroon red shirt with blue suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
And buzzed haircut.
I've seen it.
I did look, and of course I was large. I did look like a professional wrestler.
Not even large.
That's
I mean,
a good call. I was stout.
Stout made.
Yeah.
Thick boy.
Thick boy. I did look like a professional wrestler. Like one of the bigger ones, not the jacked ones. I looked like the Bam Bams.
Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could, I mean, Bam Bam, you know, he can tell he's put together.
And it's just underneath there somewhere.
Stout made guy.
And I think anyone in the professional wrestling circuit, I think they're all pretty stout.
As far as strong?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference, though.
What do you mean? Well, that and they're throwing themselves around, so you know they're put together well, too. They're flying off the top of cages. If you make it.
That's true.
To the cage match.
If you make it to the cage match.
Who do you know, why do you think, you know, some of those guys, they just kept throwing themselves off higher and higher things, right?
Yeah, like Mick Foley?
Yeah, who do you think was like the first one, which I'm sure it's documented, but they're like, all right, why don't you jump off the cage tonight in the cage match? He's like, dude, that's 20 feet. You'd be fine. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and back in those days, I assume we're talking about Mick Foley because he's kind of the OG for it.
He put his body through hell.
Yeah, and not even really getting paid that much in the early days to do so. God bless him.
He's still alive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Still upright.
Probably can't hardly move.
I think he gets around pretty decently.
Really? You'd think the arthritis would eat him up by
well,
now.
As well as any of those guys get around. But he wasn't on the juice like the other ones, like, you know, the Warrior, Macho Man,
They were on the juice Chris and the toot.
Yeah, juice and coke, and then their hearts exploded. Like Mick Foley, I mean, he certainly put his body through hell, but, and I think he has a hard time getting around, but he seems to be a healthy, happy human, raising a family, probably, had, I mean, grandkids now.
I don't know if there'd be a sport harder on your body than the guys that have to get hit in the head with chairs and fly off cages and top ropes and
slammed
on their head. What sport do you think would be harder in someone's body?
Dude, imagine you have to wake up every morning, Thursday morning. You have to go out, play 18.
Oh, here we go.
Come back next morning, Friday, play 18. Come back. You make the cut Friday or Saturday, 18.
Almost not even worth it making the cut.
Sunday, another 18. You have to do that and you have to swing the club thousands of times in between all that.
You're right. Golf would be harder on one's body than a professional wrestler.
Thank you.
I feel silly for even bringing it up.
You should feel like a buffoon.
There's no sport easier on your body than golf, is there? As far as a sport. Basketball is harder on your body.
No, probably not. Yeah, it's hard.
Certainly football.
It's hard on the knees. Falling in love is hard on your knees.
Well, it probably depends what kind of relationship you're in, huh?
Gay one. I do want to say real fast before I forget, I got a message from one of our listeners about last week. I said that Jack Nicklaus was the oldest golfer to ever win a major. And then I had one of our...
Ben Hogan or something?
No, but I had one of our dipshit buffoon pain in the ass listeners message me. And they're like...
You're doing retractions on this side?
Yeah, I'm just real quick before I forget about it. They're like, you do realize Phil Mickelson won one when he was 50 years old. And Jack was younger than that. So Phil is actually the oldest one. I'm like, okay, well, I'll make sure that I mention it.
Was it Colton?
No, it wasn't Colton.
So he lives golf.
Yeah, I love Colton.
He loves you.
I love him.
Maybe you guys can get married if what you guys have going on didn't work out.
There's always that chance.
Would you move out there or you make a move here?
There's no chance I'm moving out to Nebraska.
It's a good play.
Would you?
No. I can't think of a situation where I would.
Okay.
Even if they gave me Nebraska and let me rename it.
I'm going to make a situation where you could move out there.
Okay.
You get $500,000.
Okay.
But for 8 hours a day, you have to sit on eggs and keep them warm.
Can I do that here?
Nope. You have to do it in Nebraska. And for the other 16 hours... You can do whatever you want, but for 8 hours a day.
So I have to cross the bridge and sit down there in the timber, cross the river there.
Yeah, for 8 hours.
Eggs, 8 hours a day.
And the rest of the day, you have whatever you want to do, but for 8 hours, you just have to go down there and you have to keep eggs warm and you have to sit on them.
$500,000 a year?
$500,000 a year.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to live over there. That's just going to be my job. My job's going to be an incubator.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
That's all you have to do. Just drive over there.
If I get hungry, can I eat any of them?
No, bud. They're your children.
What? Why are my kids in eggs?
You have to treat them like they're your kids, though, right?
And I'm not one of those that treats animals like my children.
You're just going to eat a raw egg?
If I'm hungry.
You ever eaten a raw egg?
No.
You can pack your lunch. I mean, you're treating it like a normal work day.
No. Yeah, I'll do it. $500,000 a year, of course.
Yeah, you just go over there and you sit on eggs.
It's going to be hell on your back, though. I'm probably going to quit after the first day.
You're going to quit a $500,000 job?
If I had to sit on the ground, or do I get to take like a pad or something? My back will go out. Sitting on the ground for 8 hours a day? I'm not one of those that can do that.
You need to sit on a pad.
Something to help my back.
No, you have to warm eggs. So, I mean, just...
Well, I'm going to do it, but I'm telling you, I'm going to quit.
What? I can't believe you quit that job so easy. This is it. That's all you have to do all day.
I know how to sit down. See, that just hurt my knee. Well, I can't do that.
Why?
Aren't your knees bent under you?
Yeah. Well, not bent under me. They're bent out.
Well, mine won't do that.
For 8 hours?
They won't do it for 2 minutes.
But surely you...
My knees won't.
You could loosen up long enough just to sit on some eggs, though, right?
I'll lay on them. I'm just going to lay on
them.
Just
going to lay on the eggs?
Yeah, I'm going to lay on them. I'm back in. I didn't quit. I'm going to lay on them.
You can drink. You can eat cheeseburgers. You can do whatever you want. You just have to make sure that your ass or body never leaves those eggs.
Yeah, I'm going to lay on
them. So you're taking the job?
Yeah, I'll take it. But I'm not going to live in Nebraska, so that was kind of a pointless scenario. Let's give these guys some music and get to the good side.
Well, I got
to
call the guy and tell him that you're in. It's already been 22 minutes.
Yeah. We've been here too long.
Before we do that, real quick.
Okay.
I brought you a drink.
I have a drink.
I brought you one of my drinks.
One of the mushroom hop waters?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want one.
You have one with me?
They got to be terrible.
Just have one with me.
Who wants to drink?
Describe to the people what we're drinking. Because I mean,
0% juice.
Yeah.
So why even put it on there?
I've got one cracked.
Non-alcoholic. No calories.
Yeah.
No sodium.
No.
Got some vitamin C in it.
Oh, yeah, bud.
It's got a Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic, and Azaka hops. It's got ashwagandha to de-stress and unwind. Mm-hmm. And it's got L-theanine for mood and cognitive performance. That's an amino acid. Wow, sweet, juicy, hoppy, peach-flavored, sparkling hop water.
I know you've been a little stressed, so I thought I would bring down one of my delicious beverages.
I bet they taste terrible.
No, they're fucking fantastic. Shoot.
Who sits around and drinks these?
They're freaking fantastic. Huh?
Well, they're not very good.
What's wrong with it?
It's like a funky water.
Well, it's kind of like a seltzer, right?
Funky.
Like a funky cold Medina?
Yeah. Tone Loc. All right, this week, guys, on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, Kevin Yeatman, the Big Yeet. He wanted to hear Gavin Adcock, sober.
Take a left, right over the tracks, we're getting drawn tonight. Whoa, I don't wanna be sober when I'm thinking about someone else holding her. Might end up in jail, hell, I might even cry. My throat sure as hell can't be dry. I might be lonely, might be sad. I'd be heartbroken without a shoulder, but I won't be sober.
It's a good song. Right up my alley.
Gavin Adcock is a liability.
I'm not even so sure we haven't done that song before, but
I think
we've been known to do that all the time.
Well, maybe Chandler will actually talk shit to you instead of just talking shit to me. That'll be a first.
I take them off the Patreon wire, so it's up to them to know if we've done them before. You usually just do your own, and you just keep doing the same song.
Well, Chandler goes, oh, gee, this is nice for the third week in a row.
He says 3 weeks in a row you kept repeating the same. Doing one we'd already done.
Anywho. Yeah. This Thank week, you, Kevin. For my Red Dirt recommendation, I am using one that was sent in to us by your baby brother, the cat. This is Place to Sleep by Arlo McKinley.
Give me a hand, a line, a kiss upon the cheek. Give me a house, a home, a couch, a place to sleep. Give me a light, a lift, a buzz, give me a seat. Give me a house, a home, a couch, a place to sleep.
Great song, right up my alley. Arlo McKinley's good. He's a talent.
You almost used that one.
Yeah, I had it wrote down. I don't know. It's kind of a pet peeve when people send both of us the same song. Luckily, I saw that while I was playing it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's one I got down. So I changed mine. Catastrophe avoided.
I'm glad we got through this.
Could have been a catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
Yeah, people don't realize how close at all times we are to a catastrophe. So close.
I feel like it sometimes.
And to wrap up, Red Dirt Recommendations, also off the Patreon wire. Jake Asbury wants to hear Roy Caudill, Self-Inflicted Wound.
I went and broke my heart all by myself, and it's never gone to heal without your help. I'm gone. I'm dying from a self-inflicted wound.
Not 100% sure we haven't done that before.
I don't know.
I mean, that's got that old 80s country sound to it.
Are we about to lose the Red Dirt recommendation part of this?
Because we just keep repeating the songs. Over and over and over. All right, freeloaders, we got to get away from this side, get over to the good side with the D-gens, the people that are the reason we do this. It's not for this side. This is just something we have to do.
It's not. We hate almost everybody who strictly listens to this side.
That might have been a little harsh. But there's good news. Your journey does not have to stop here. You can come to the other side with us. Some call it the dark side. Some call it the light. You won't know which side you consider it until you come and look at it.
Jesus.
What?
What is going on?
I'm trying to sell it.
All right, Yoda. God, though, right?
A little Star Wars reference. Go to Patreon, download that app. You probably have already done that if you're listening to this side. You have to go to Looking Glass Podcast, give them some information, pick a tier, any tier, and it is really that simple. And then your episodes don't end 15 to 20 minutes in. They go on for hours, because we go on for hours. Because once we get to thrust them, we don't stop.
Rip can go for hours.
Hours and hours. So we hope to see you there. We told you how to do it. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl,
you're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your
girl.
Eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." His eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. Closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.